The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.
All right, back with you here, Mishki. How do you like that bumper music? That was a John Cage tune. Nader and Buchanan stage mini debate. Ralph Nader and Pat Buchanan staged a mini debate of their own this past weekend and groused about being shut out of Tuesday's debate between George W. Bush and Al Gore. That little mini debate Nader and Buchanan did. I like that. Gore and Bush, meanwhile, continued their debate preparations. They took part in mock debates. I like those. Oh. In front of focus groups. I think little mini debates and mock debates are more entertaining than what we're going to get tomorrow night. I like the idea of more mini debates or micro debates or more mock debates or manic debates for that matter. Morbid debates would be fine too. Muddled up, mixed up, mucked up, mangy debates, I'd be fine with that. But I think we ought to add midget debates this season or monster debates. Instead of the moron debates we're going to get tomorrow night. Then we should have some maniacs and malcontents, and they should debate Muscovites, huh? And we should debate things like muskmelons. Are they better than mangoes? Mirthmakers versus mimes. Anything but what we're going to get tomorrow night. No mini debate tomorrow night, no sir. Loud and lackluster and long-winded. That's tomorrow night. No mock debates either tomorrow. Milquetoast. Instead, mealy-mouth, mean, malicious, mindless muckraking for the masses. That's what we get tomorrow night. Looking forward to it. I mentioned a magazine a while ago, Keith Magazine. I was wrong. It's not a magazine. We are just pretty much looking at Ted Magazine outside of Oprah Magazine. Keith is, in fact, a hurricane pummeling Belize as I speak. Pummeling Belize. You know Belize? You've been there? It's a country. Anyway, powerful Hurricane Keith. Little oxymoron there, huh? Hurricane, powerful, Keith. Pummeled Belize over the weekend. Toppling houses, inundating coastal towns. No, I don't think so. Nope, not going to buy that for a minute. Keith, does that sound like a menacing hurricane to you? Keith? It's Keith, batting down the hatches. Mm. No. Hard to get people to evacuate an area with the impending danger being Keith. Yeah. Sounds like the kind of guy you could just get your big brothers to intimidate. I don't think a Keith comes barreling in from the sea. He lightly trots down the sidewalk, I think. Stick a foot out, you can trip a Keith. You don't name a hurricane Keith, you zip heads. You got a hurricane, it's a powerful one, you get a good name. Drake is a good name. You name a hurricane Drake, I don't want to see a Drake. Drake can make a guy freeze in his tracks. Of course, there'd be a tendency to want to throw a bunch of Keiths in the path of a Drake just to see what Drake would do with them. You rarely see a Drake near a Keith. They don't frequent the same gin joints. Hurricane Drake, well, that one would find you even if you did evacuate an area. I don't care where you went. You could fly to Iowa, hide in an underground farm cellar in Ottumwa. Drake would get you there somehow. But Hurricane Keith? Forget it. The thing would spend the day browsing in a fine men's clothing store. You could be next door to the clothing store. You wouldn't even have to board up the windows with Keith there. What's next door? That's Hurricane Keith there in the men's clothing store. You worried? Hell no. If he comes in here, I'll get my brothers to beat the crap out of him. I don't worry about Keith.
The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.